Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masech Vesavai de Zara, Perik Dalet Mischne Yud Aleph. Hametaher Yenoi Shel Oivet Kechavim. Here we have a Yisrael who is preparing the wine of an Oivet Kechavim to be kosher. In other words, we have a Yisrael who is pressing the grapes of an Oivet Kechavim in such a way it should be mutter to be sold to a Yisrael. Now, he's not giving any money to the Oivet Kechavim up until that point that the wine is going to be sold. So what does the word mitaher mean over here? It doesn't really refer to the halachis of tumah and tahara, which is most of the time what mitaher means. But here it means he wants to process the wine in such a way that it's free from any shaila of yayin nesach. So again, hamitaher yeinoi shel oivet kechavim. The yid is preparing an oivet kechavim's wine to be kosher. Now, until he sells it, the noisnoi, he places the wine, birishusoi, in the Oivet Kechavim's rishos, in his property, l'rishos adam. Let's say it's in a house that opens up to a public street. Now the Meiri explains, it's not the Oivet Kechavim's house. It's not the house that he lives in. It's a separate building that belongs to the Oivet Kechavim, and the entrance faces the street. So if the Oivet Kechavim is going to enter this building, he'll be seen by the people passing on the street. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Be'ir, we're talking about in a town, Sheyesh ba Oivet Kechavim Yisrael, that has both Oivet Kechavim and Yidden living in it. Mutter, the wine is mutter even to drink, because the Oivet Kechavim is afraid to enter the building in case a Yid who's passing by is going to see him. Now the Batanura says that the wine is mutter even if the building wasn't locked and the wine wasn't sealed. This Oivet Kechavim, he wants to be able to sell this wine to the Yidden. He knows Yidden buy a lot of wine for Kiddush, for Pesach. He wants it to be kosher. He's afraid he's going to be seen entering by a passing Yid who's going to report this to the one who's selling it. And the Yid won't be able to sell it then. That's the reason we feel reasonably sure that he didn't go in. However, Be'ir in a city, Shekula Oivet Kechavim, where everyone in this city, whoever lives in this city, are Oivet Kechavim, Aser. Ad, until, meaning unless, Sheyoshev Shaimer, unless the Yid appoints a Yisrael to be a watchman without a Shaimer. The Oivet Kechavim isn't afraid of entering. There's no Yidden around to report that he entered. Zakta Mishnah, V'ein ha-shoymer tzarch liyas yoyshev v'mashamer. This shoymer, this washman, doesn't have to sit and guard the wine all the time. Rather, afalpi, even though, shehu yoytzev v'nichnes, he goes out and comes in from time to time. Mutter, the wine is mutter, because as long as the Oivet Kechavim knows that the watchman can return at any time, he's not going to take a chance and go in. The Mishnah concludes by saying, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, says, Kol Rishus Oivet Kechavim Achasi. The entire Rishus, all the properties of Oivet Kechavim are all one. What does that mean? What does it mean all the properties of Oivet Kechavim are one? And what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? And the answer is simple. The Tanakama told us, look, if you're keeping this wine in the house tak of the owner of the grapes, the one you're working for to make the wine kosher, okay, so it has to be open to Rosh Hasharabim, it has to be a city where there's both Yisraelim and Oivet Kechavim there, and if only Oivet Kechavim live in the city, you have to have a Yiddish Shoymer. But all these chumras, again, according to the Tanakhama, is only if you're keeping it in the owner's house. But if you're keeping it in another Oivet Kechavim's house that has no shaychus to it, he won't touch it. The owner of the grapes won't go there. It's not his house, so you don't need all these things. Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, no, no. These two Oivet Kechavim will get together and they'll give each other a shus. They're going to make deals with each other. You can't trust such a situation. Even if it's another Oivet Kechavim, you still have to have the door open to Rosh Hasharabim. It's less to be a town where both Yisraelim and Oivet Kechavim live there. And if there's only Oivet Kechavim, you need a shomer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says all of this is necessary even if you're storing the wine in another Oivet Kechavim's house, because the Rishus of all Oivet Kechavim are one. They can easily make deals with each other. The only thing is, Batanura explains, if The house is locked, and only the Yisrael has the key. And also, if there's a choysim, a seal on the wine, that the Yav Yochum would touch the wine, he would have to break the seal, then it's okay, according to everybody.